Now I'm sitting in the conference room of the vault. I'm sitting on the floor because it's almost completed, but not quite. Carpets are in, ceiling tiles are in, the walls are painted, the cabinets are in, but we're still waiting for some last remaining items. June 24th, 2022. On this day, Roe v. Wade was reversed. I couldn't help think about Ezekiel chapter 37, the first 10 verses, where Ezekiel is shown a valley full of bones, and they were very dry. That, to me, is the situation, the state of our land. And what is Ezekiel told to do by the Lord? He is commanded to prophesy to the bones, to preach to the bones. And so he does. But when you see preaching going out there, as we have today, often what you'll find is outward reform, outward change. You see something happening in the life, but the text goes on to say that there was no breath in them. Something changed. It looked different, but there still was no life. And when I think about Roe v. Wade today, nothing has actually changed by way of the life of the nation. Our laws have changed, but there's no breath in them. What is Ezekiel then commanded to do? He is commanded to prophesy to the wind, speak to the wind, say to the wind, "Thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live." This is nothing other than prayer. Yes, we are to preach to the bones, and we have been enjoying a season of preaching, and long may it continue. We want to simply protect our ability to broadcast great preaching to the four corners of the world. Yes, that is important. And I hope that you will consider supporting us in this effort. But, we need to enter in to a season of praying to the wind, praying that the breath of God would fall from them and give these bones life. We don't just need laws changed. We need breath. We need real life given into the soul of this nation. Let us continue to preach to the bones. But let us now pray to the wind.